Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Overreactions from the weekend, college and pro. Let's get this going. Dante Moore will win the Heisman Trophy. That was the best game I watched this weekend. That game delivered. You get an OT thriller. And Dante Moore, 3 touchdowns, no picks, on the road, whiteout winner, 14 touchdowns, 1 pick on the year. With the Mateer injury, John, it's his Heisman.
It's September. It's September Heisman talk. And I think there are 3 guys most likely in the mix. Dante Moore, certainly one of them. Fernando Mendoza for Indiana.
They'll go toe-to-toe this week.
Yeah, and that might be the differentiator, like head-to-head. It'll be televised, too, so we know it'll matter.
That'd be good stuff.
But I think that it may just – maybe the thing to say is the Heisman Trophy will be in the Big Ten this year because you got Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, Jeremiah Smith hasn't had a breakout start to the season, but as the season goes on – and Julian Sayin gets a little bit more comfortable, you'll see bigger numbers by him as well. So I'm not ready to say it's going to go to Dante Moore yet.
This is not an overreaction. In fact, I said going into the Penn State game that he would officially become the Heisman favorite. He is now. I think he wins it, and I think Oregon probably is going undefeated.
Thanks, Ken Maeda. It's time to move on from James Franklin. He's never going to win the big game. Any questions or doubt what's going to happen when they play Ohio State later this year or the first time they're an underdog in the college football playoff? I mean, cool. If this is all you want to be, keep James Franklin. I have a feeling that Penn State fans want a little more than this. That's a great crowd that left sad and let down again.
This is not an overreaction because he can't win the big game. He just simply can't. And we had the, I don't know, maybe it's the fortune of being in Penn State. It was a week or two after he signed his last deal. It was like a 10-year deal. It was unbelievable. And talking to some of the fans walking to the game, talking to the bus drivers as we were getting off the bus, they could not believe it. They were disappointed at that time. I know they're even more disappointed now.
I want to say it's not an overreaction, but I think it is an overreaction because I don't think it's going to happen. You know, it probably should. But I don't think they're going to buy him out. I was looking at something that says $56 million right to buy him out. I don't think they'll do it yet. I think they'll give him one more chance.
That game was so Franklin. They come back to tease their fan base, and then they've got Oregon on the ropes. They're gassed. Their defense is huffing and puffing. And what do they do in overtime? Throw the ball. And Drew Aller, by the way, is the perfect James Franklin quarterback. The guy 6'5", big arm, looks the part, and is awful in every big game they play. He is the perfect James Franklin quarterback.
So, it's time to move on. Yes, not an overreaction. Will they move on? That's a different question. I don't think they will either. And the question that follows that is, if they move on from James Franklin, who's next?
I got to say this. I think you just officially made somebody's last name an adjective. right?
To Franklin?
To describe how they played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley has peaked at USC. 5-5 since joining the Big Ten in conference play. Once again, a soft USC defense, not me if you've heard this before, gave up 500 yards. This is life in the Big Ten. They'll be average.
It's no, I don't think he's peaked in the Big Ten. I think that he will find ways to transfer, recruit, get quarterbacks. The question is, are they ever going to be physical enough to be in the Big Ten? I don't know, because they weren't physical at Oklahoma. Defense was awful when James Franklin was there. They just could simply outscore teams. But I don't think it's I don't think he's peaked.
I think it's an overreaction because, number one, USC's brand is one of the strongest in the game. And if they can rally around that and commit more money and get more players. And I also think, too, there's an element with Riley for now that it's a little bit like Harbaugh was at Michigan. I need to give it at least one more chance here to kind of achieve what they brought him in for.
So there's a lot of money around USC that they could attract and spend on transfers and recruits. One of the problems is, though, this is one of the athletic departments that is in the absolute worst position because they're about $250 million in debt.
Wow.
Yikes. My focus is on the D.
Oh.
Well, I want to focus on the O because Xavier Worthy fixed the Chiefs' offense. Leading receiver, leading rusher, the Chiefs' offense more dynamic. They finished in the red zone. Mahomes with 4 touchdowns. All is right in Kansas City, thanks to Xavier Worthy.
Well, this is a bit of overreaction. It's one guy for their rushing attack, one guy for their passing attack. Defenses will adjust. And it's that. But Xavier Worthy, can he play offensive line?
No.
Can he play tackle? No, that goes along with the first question.
Yeah.
So that's where they are struggling the most.
This is an overreaction because Baltimore's D is awful.
Doomy. Jackson Dart will save Brian Daboll's job. Daboll will be back in 2026 off the promise of Dart. Look, he wasn't great statistically, but he gave him a little juice, and there will be enough there where they don't want to start over.
No, they'll want to start over. I think there'd be some juice, but I think this is... Brian Daboll is using Jackson Dart as a shield. He will make it to the end of the season so that they don't have to try and confuse a rookie quarterback in the middle of the year. But when the season's over, they'll move on.
Yeah, this is an overreaction. And the thing is that Brian Daboll next year will be entering his last year of his contract. You're going to have him stay in limbo. You're going to give him an extension. No, I mean, he better hope he can save him. He's going to have to be rookie of the year, I think, to save him.
Says Mew, Brian Callahan will be the first coach fired. They've already changed play callers and then got shut out. The quarterback's coming out to the podium saying, "We ass." Well, someone's ass is going to be on the unemployment line, and it's going to be Brian Callahan.
I don't think he's long for the NFL as a head coach, at least now. But I don't think he's the first coach fired. I still think it's Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I agree with John. I think McDaniel's the first one. I think Callahan gets the season. Seriously, it's second year. He's 3-14. But, I mean, I think, who was it? Was it maybe Ken Whisenhunt with the Cardinals that got whacked in Tennessee in less than 2 years?
It's a rookie quarterback. He's starting a rookie quarterback. And this was probably it. We're going to draft him where we do, and you're going to start him. This is a mandate coming from above.
I'm Batman.
The Carolina Panthers will be drafting a new quarterback in April. Bryce Young benched again.
It all depends on where they're drafting. I mean, if they're in the top three, then yes, they will be drafting a new quarterback. If they're not, I think they'll have a new quarterback, whether it's bringing in a Carson Wentz, somebody that's got some experience, that's a backup now, or somebody that's a free agent. I mean, this could be in the next landing spot for Russell Wilson.
He got me on that one. This is an overreaction. He gets one more year, I think. And I don't think they'll draft a quarterback. I think they'll bring in a free agent to challenge him potentially. But they're going to have to decide on the fifth-year option. And I don't think that's going to get picked up right now.
More money, more problems. The Green Bay Packers lack a killer instinct. Defense gave up 3 straight touchdowns to close out regulation. The Packers settle for a field goal at the end of the fourth and in overtime. LaFleur, 3-5 in playoff games. Love's last two playoff games, 2 touchdowns, 5 picks. They can't finish.
I don't think this is an overreaction. And it's when you watch what they've done on the road, you need a killer instinct to be able to put games away on the road. They don't have that. They can do it at home when everything is nice and comfortable and they've got leads and but they can't find a way to do it on the road. I do think that they lack that killer instinct, whether it's being able to put games away defensively, making the big play at the big moment, or it's Jordan Love. How many times do we have to say this? Jordan Love, he's just not an elite quarterback. He's very good and can make a lot of great throws, but not when it matters most.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I was stunned when I woke up this morning and saw that Dallas put 40 on him.
And it was a tie?
On that defense, you know, the best defense in the league. How do you give up 436 yards in that situation? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And those are your overreact gyms. It's 97.1.
Hey, a couple of years ago, my wife and I knew that we needed a new roof, so we gave Rapid Roofing a call. They showed up. They did exactly what they told us they would on the phone. Analyzed what was wrong. They gave us a report, and there was a no-pressure sales event. And then in one day, they showed up, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put a new roof on, and cleaned everything up, and we're gone. You want to make sure that you contact them now because winter and fall weather right around the corner, there's only so much that they can do and so many roofs that they can get to. So give them a call at 888-360-ROOF, or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com. That, I mentioned it again, not a high-pressure sales approach. Give them a call, 888-360-ROOF, or on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get back to the Lions and that Dan Campbell locker room speech, it's Heather with the news.
Well, tragedy struck in Grand Blanc this weekend when at least four people were killed and eight others were wounded when a gunman rammed his truck into the Mormon church, opened fire, then set the building on fire Sunday morning. The suspect, who was killed by police, was identified as 40-year-old Thomas Sanford, an ex-U.S. Marine from Burton. So now the FBI is investigating the incident as an act of targeted violence. Investigators are conducting a search of the suspect's home. They're looking through his cell phone records to obviously try to determine a motive. That is still unknown.
Yeah, I mean, these people just go into worship on a Sunday. It's clearly targeted. It's an act of terrorism, and he's a sick individual.
You know, I read articles about the police chief, the Grand Blanc police chief, talking about what it was like in that church and how members were, their first reaction was to guard the children. Because there were, obviously, sure, there was like hundreds of people in this church at the time. And that was their first response was, let's protect the children, get them out of there as fast as possible. And that's exactly what they did. They also credited several officers who arrived at the scene. That gunman was shot 8 minutes after he rammed his truck into that building. Yeah. So they acted as quick as possible to prevent further tragedy. The Detroit Police Department is investigating after a woman claimed that she and her children were almost trafficked at a Troy Target store. So this woman actually made claims on a video she posted to social media. She said she was there shopping with her kids and she was followed by two men throughout the store. Basically, she's every aisle I went down, they were there and they weren't shopping. They didn't have a shopping cart, didn't appear to be actually looking for items. She did eventually go to the customer service desk for help and was escorted out of the store by security or an employee. And she said that when she got outside, one of the men was there, like she felt watching the door, waiting for her. And she thought, oh my gosh, They were there waiting for me to go to my car, waiting when I got out of the store. So after the video was posted, Troy police did say a report has been filed and their detectives have begun an investigation. They want to make sure everyone feels safe. And they say, hey, if you feel unsafe or something happens, come to us right away, right? Don't hesitate to come talk with us.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Yes. Police in Bloomfield Township believe a man has been living with the body of his dead wife for quite some time.
It's quite some time, man.
Well, the body was badly decomposed, so you can only imagine how long. They did not give a time frame, but they did say on Saturday, officers performed a welfare check that this Oakland Township home discovered a highly decomposed body, and they also found a 57-year-old man, the husband, at home who was described as distressed. He was placed under protective custody. The cause of the woman's death is still being investigated. Mm. In some better news, Zach Ryan just put himself in the record books. We said that this was possible, and it was. On Saturday night, he headlined the first ever concert at Michigan Stadium, and there were 112,408 fans in attendance, which set the record for the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So the previous biggest crowd was for a George Strait concert in 2024 in Texas, where he played in front of 110,905 people. So
got him.
And I imagine pretty cool. Now that they pulled it off, it won't be the last time that the Big House is hosting events like this.
No, every athletic department is looking for ways to generate more income, and having the two bye weeks this year allowed them to take a shot on the first one to see what they could do. And my daughter was there, Ruby.
It sounds like it was quite the show.
She said it was awesome.
Yeah.
She said it was awesome. He puts on a great show. I've not seen him. This is what I heard from people that were there.
Did you consider going, or you're like, hey, it's a bye week, I don't need to be at the Big House?
No, I was, there was just so much going on, and it got even more complicated on Saturday, so no, I was not going.
Other big news in the music industry, Bad Bunny has been named as the headliner of the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. The news has sparked a wave of reaction among people worldwide. There's some people who are very excited. They say Bad Bunny is the Latino Taylor Swift, so they're excited to see him perform, while others are saying, really? Are we running out of superstars? Bad Bunny? Taylor Swift was right there, and apparently she was right there. It sounds like she was the first choice, and she was in negotiations, but she ended up turning down the role because
the Chiefs are bad.
Well, because she wouldn't be paid.
Last week. Do it too.
It's a free. I mean, and yes. that's right. how it has always been. You perform you. Do a free performance, but your stock increases. Your people are tuning into you. They're going yes. to your other.
She doesn't need her stock to
no,
go
she
up.
She doesn't. So
most of the response I've seen is really.
You know what?
This was the second best choice.
I've told you guys what I think about the halftime. I could care less. It's a chance to refill and.
I like the halftime show.
Get a fresh plate of food.
So how do you feel about it then? Like I've heard of him, but I'm not familiar with
I'm
really
not that
any
familiar.
Of the music.
I'd have to look because I did quickly do a little Google search. Like, okay, I know Bad Bunny. Like, I hear his
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
He's and in, like, I saw that
collabs,
he does a lot
right?
of collabs, which yeah. I'm like, okay, I probably heard his music with like Dua Lipa or some other.
Well, then
artist.
Have Dua Lipa do the show then.
You well, I would prefer that, but maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be just fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't. Well, obviously, it's gonna be great. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it'll be the worst ever. I don't know.
Heather, we can let it play out.
Yeah, let's let it
there
play
you go.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't put a jockstrap on your head.
Oh, like yeah, the weekend. That was bad. The weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that.
All right, that's Heather with the news. All right, John, we have the audio from inside the Lions
right.
locker room. We're going to shift back into Lions talk. We'll open up those phone lines. We want to know what stood out to you guys from their win against the Cleveland Browns. And it's certainly starting to feel like last year all over again, where this team feels invincible. So in the spirit of what we did last year and what we've done this year after every Lions win, let's go to Dan Campbell in that locker room.
Oh, no victory Monday. We'll see you all tomorrow. Ouch!
Oh, you said it wasn't good enough, John.
No, I know. I know. It's...
What'd you make of the message from Coach?
You got it. I mean, he's a straight shooter. I think we all agree. And yeah, there's plenty of things to be happy about. The defense played great. Offense did what they needed to do against a very good defense. Special teams, obviously you get 7 points on special teams. That's a positive. But there were way too many penalties. The one that they called on Mahogany.
It's kind of a weird one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like he's pointing out a defensive player.
He didn't
player.
Come out of his stance.
No.
He just pointed at him. And I know it was an aggressive point, but I mean, you could tell the difference.
Think about
yeah.
what you just said. An aggressive point.
I know. I'm trying to think of how did they see it from a referee perspective. And I don't know how you could get that one wrong, but they did.
Aggressive pointing.
Yeah, aggressive pointing on
the
Mahogany.
Offense. 73.
But there were too many pre-snap penalties. There were just too many penalties. And so that's something that needs to get fixed because that's something that has been underlying through four games. It's not like this is the first time.
Look, I'm not going to tell Dan Campbell it was good enough. He doesn't think it's good enough. That's fine. He's got a high standard for this team. It's the only way they're going to win the Super Bowl. Plenty good enough to me, though. They won by 24 points on a day where their offense didn't break 300 yards. They won because they're a complete football team, because they can win in different ways. They didn't have a letdown after a big win against Baltimore. They went out there and led for the majority of that football game. They gave up the opening drive touchdown and then put the lid on Cleveland the rest of the way. The defense forced 3 turnovers, which he highlighted, leading to 17 points. That's how you help your offense when they got a tough matchup. That's picking up one another. That's the DNA of this football team. It's what helped them win 15 games a year ago and back-to-back division titles. And, John, we're seeing it again this year. I mean, look, there's stuff to clean up, but
yeah,
how many weeks in the NFL are you going to beat people by 24 points playing the way they did offensively? Like, this is a complete football team.
It is. And, you know, I've had coaches before where, yeah, you have a couple of victory Mondays, then you play a game like that where you do come away decisively and win, but there are still some of that underlying, but there's also some injuries. So you want to force guys to be in the building to get treatment. And so even if you got a sore body part, if you're in the building, you're going to get treatment. If you're not forced to come in and watch film, or you're watching film at home, you're not going to get that treatment. So I think that's part of why he said, hey, we'll see you all tomorrow, because he wants to check up on everyone. Everyone needs to get a little bit more, whether it's a workout and get the bumps and bruises all worked through. It's a little extra time in the training room. All of those things are different reasons why. And it is. Hey, you can't have penalties. They will beat you against good teams.
No, look, I get it. If you think it's, what, 6 for the game and the type of penalties, John, you're talking like
back-to-back offsides,
procedural stuff, pushing you back, making it harder on your offense. They didn't run the ball particularly well. 3.8 yards a carry. It's okay. And Jared Goff threw for 168 yards and had a bad interception.
Yeah, that interception was bad.
And he put it on himself. He goes, I just made the wrong read. I cut it loose, and it's on me.
Yeah.
So if you want to point out stuff offensively that needs to get cleaned up, like, that's the job of a coach. But I just thought it was noteworthy that even in the midst of that game, I never felt like, oh, no, they're going to blow it. They're screwing up. Oh, they're going to let Cleveland what? Well, they made sure to stay in control of the game even without playing their best. And, John, that's the reality when you play 17 games. They are not going to play their best every single week. They're not going to play penalty-free and turnover-free every single week. They're also not going to face Myles Garrett every week. So I thought they uniquely handled that matchup well. They ran away from him. They did it when they needed to. They were great in the red zone, and they capitalized off turnovers. Like, that's the recipe to win in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's, you go out there, and your opening drive is less than desirable. And then all of a sudden, Cleveland goes down. They put seven on the board. And there's this, I think for the fans, this feeling of, uh-oh, Green Bay last week. You know, is this team taking this game for granted? And then they come back, and it is, they march right down the field. Five plays, 65 yards, just over 2 minutes, boom, touchdown. Very decisive. And then they get the pick, and then the field goal. So they're up 10-7. And then from there, it was, you just felt like this team was always in control of the game at that point.
Yeah, and again, people are winning ugly in the NFL. Detroit won by 24 points.
Yeah.
The Eagles certainly played a tougher game. Got away with it. Right, they also had a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown and quality play from their defense. You got to be a complete football team, and I thought the Lions looked like a complete football team. All right, we got open lines. We want to know what stood out from that game. What stood out to you? And do you feel like you're in kind of last year mode again? It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you, our listeners, this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can lease a new Buick Encore GX or a stunning Buick Envista for just $199 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles. At participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put him up 17. Dan Miller on the call. Raymond on the return. It's a victory Monday for the first place Detroit Lions. Shout out Green Bay with their tie.
Couldn't happen to two better franchises.
It's great. Neither one.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that might be a perfect Sunday. You get the Lions win, and then all of a sudden you're waiting for that the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas, even though he's only been gone a month. And it's a tie for Green Bay in division and Dallas that everyone loves to just watch wallow in misery.
Yeah. I still think I'd rather Green Bay lose, but tie is comically funny.
It is.
So anyway, it's a victory Monday with a little extra. Now you're in sole possession of first place. Our football team is back atop this division, and it feels like last year where they're winning games, they feel invincible, and it's not will they win, but by how many. 248-539-9797. We ask you what stood out, and do you feel a little bit of what you felt last year? Manny, you feel even better. You're in Macomb. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am feeling like the confidence that I had last year, but what stood out to me watching them yesterday in this season, these aren't the same young group of rookies. I'm seeing a mature, talented NFL team. And their unselfishness of, like, key superstars making blocks for their teammates to make the key plays happen and win the games. And that's where I'm really excited about how far they can take that this season.
Yeah, I mean, there's not as many young guys that we're focusing on because, for Tyleek Williams, right? Okay, he's playing well, but it's really hard to see right as the game is going on, how impactful he is. It's obviously more impactful when you're watching a corner like Terrion Arnold last year and this year not play to what you think his draft level should be.
I did lose my appetite when I saw Hutch go down and he was laying there, so that kind of had a flashback to last season, but I was jumping up and down when I saw him get back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a crisis averted, wind knocked out of him. He got chipped by the running back.
Yeah, and maybe there is, I don't want to say more maturity offensively. I don't know that we can really say that this team is more mature. Maybe it's, you know, Goff has had, like, okay, no one played a good week one. And since then, he has been very disciplined other than the one interception yesterday, but he didn't let that interception lead to a second or a third. And the whole Houston game last year where he threw five picks and they still won, that didn't happen until week 10 last year. And we know what happened in the postseason, but we can't control anything, any growth this year that we'll see in the postseason. We won't know that until they get to the postseason.
I feel like they're a more mature team on defense specifically, right? Like Goff's the steady vet on offense. Sewell is in, what, his fifth season now, and Decker's been here a minute, and Graham's a vet, and St. Brett. The defense feels more mature, though, because it's
healthier.
Well, but year number three for Branch, year number three for Campbell, year number four for Hutch, even though, you know, he missed most of last year, so this is kind of his third, you know, hopefully his third full season. It does feel like there's more of a maturity and a polish on defense.
Yeah, but Brian Branch has still had a couple of penalties this year. I mean, had one yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what, two games ago, there was the, you know, unnecessary roughness or whatever they called that play. But I don't want to take away his aggressive nature. So I don't necessarily know that this is a more mature team is really the right adjective
so,
for
so,
it.
Yeah, more experienced, more seasoned defense, maybe the better way of putting it.
Well, I think the prospects are instead of, and we have no idea what injuries are still to come because there will be more. How are they going to handle, you know, a couple injuries in the secondary? Who's going to have to step up? How are they going to, you know, cover those roles? But the prospects of getting Aleem McNeil back earlier rather than later, like reinforcements are on the way.
What is it? Technically could come off the pup
this week.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't heard any updates.
Confirmation.
The only update we heard was from Aleem McNeil himself that said, you know, hey, if he was available to play, he would have been at 93 or 94% 2 weeks ago.
But the idea is should be back shortly.
Yes.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Says, at no point did I feel like the Browns had a shot after we went up. Really nice, business-like win. Took care of business and went home. Perfect. So the Lions beat up three bad teams and got blown out by a dumpster fire. So how are we able to judge this team? They've yet to play a quality opponent.
Well, Baltimore is defensively not a good team. Offensively, you look at the numbers that Lamar Jackson is putting up. I know he had a couple turnovers yesterday, but he is still a dynamic quarterback.
Yeah,
and they contained him along with Derrick Henry.
So,
you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. And we talked about going into the season that this was a very tough start to the schedule. They're 3-1, and they've responded to the one that they went out there and played horribly. I think if you told anybody that in, you know, coming out of week four that this team is going to be 3-1, after that game against the Packers, everybody would have said, no way in hell.
Are the Bills good?
Yes.
Ravens, Jets, Dolphins, Saints.
Who have they beaten?
4-0.
Exactly. DJ Reed has quickly made an impact on this defense. If he's out for some time, we may be in some trouble. That's what stood out to me.
Yes.
Well, because especially it means you're going to have to play Terrion Arnold more.
But you're also going to get more of Amik Robertson.
Yes, who I like.
And the pass rush has been there. Hopefully you get the Aquaman back. And he's a part of that defensive front. You get Aleem McNeil back. He's a part of that defensive front. And hopefully, maybe, the pass rush is a little bit more than it has been. And it's been good.
And you got a good safety duo. And the Reed injury is a hammy. Not season ending. They may have to go a few weeks without him, at least one as we understand it.
Well, and this is the beauty of having the utility knife that Brian Branch is.
John Fairfowl, this ticket text says, Terrion Okuda.
That's a bit foul. He wasn't the number three overall pick. It's a first round pick. But no, he has not been as bad as one Jeffrey Okuda.
For what we're paying J-Mo, these drops are inexcusable. Tim in Adrian, he had two yesterday.
I had that same thought when he dropped that, the one on the sideline. That's the one where if you're going to be making $30 million a year or 28, whatever he's making, yeah, expect that catch to be made, even though it's a tough catch.
And I think this text is on point. Are we really complaining about, quote, ugly blowout wins now?
Right.
We better not be.
Yeah. You want to talk about a spoiled fan base.
And I don't think Lions fans are spoiled.
No. But that is a reaction of, I'll go back to, you started the season 1-0 and the house was on fire. It was burning down. If you had told fans that Monday morning that you were going to be 3-1 after the next three games, everyone would have said, I don't care who it's against.
3-1 with two blowouts and a game where you were up double digits in the fourth quarter in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd take it. What I'm not going to do today is like make up stuff to complain about so people will call in. Like, guys, this is a good football team. I love the ticket text who said business-like approach.
Yeah, they took care of business.
There's plenty of things that stood out for this team. We've got calls to get to. We'll do it coming up next. It's 97-1. Replacing a roof isn't something anybody looks forward to because you know it's going to be a big investment and you know you got to choose the right company and it can be a cluttered landscape. So let's cut out on the clutter. Let's get you to the right place. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Here's why. Not only are they local experts with a proven track record, but every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means your investment's protected for as long as you own the home and even if you sell it. Plus, Shayna Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating from thousands of happy customers. And that doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So, if your roof is aging and you know you need to replace it, if it's leaking, you definitely know you have to do something. You don't have to dread it. If you're ready for that peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shayna Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts. Dan Miller on the call. Victory Monday. Good morning. 97-1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Dustin Fioco on the updates. And we are celebrating a first place Victory Monday. What stood out to you? And are you getting a feeling like you had last year? That feeling where they are invincible, that they'll win, but by how many is really the only question. Because, John, there was no letdown against Cleveland. They won by 24 points. They didn't even play great offensively and won by 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
Held under 300 yards, but finished in the red zone, forced three turnovers, scored 17 points off those turnovers, and held Cleveland to 10. And I think from what stood out, offensive line, third straight game without allowing a sack. Facing Myles Garrett in that front, that's a headline. 248-539-9797.
It was a quality win. And not a quality opponent as a whole, but in terms of their defense, we know their limitations offensively with Joe Flacco at quarterback. And, some of the throws that he is making yesterday, Jerry Jeudy has to be unbelievably frustrated because even on some of them, I know there was some drops that he had, but the ball is getting there so late.
No.
And there's a misread and all of a sudden, we've got an interception where you're looking at it going, they could fair catch that interception and step out of bounds. And
the Kirby Joseph one?
Yeah. So they're not operating at a high level offensively. But defensively, that's a high-level defense with a high-level defensive coordinator.
248-539-9797. Joe in Monroe, you're on 97.1.
How you doing?
What's up?
So I think offensively, I think we're great. We're growing. Defensively, I think we really got to touch base on the corners. Let's be honest, Tyrion Arnold has not performed the way any of us have thought he's going to. I think we're gonna have to sit him, and they're gonna play Robertson a lot more. And you might even see Maddox go to slot. But we got to fix the corners, and I think we see a Super Bowl Lions.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because with DJ Reed out for at least a week, and it's a hammy, so those things can linger for a couple weeks. You can't put Tyrion on the bench. He's going to still play, and teams are still going to pick on him.
And they're going.
We also take in consideration his shoulder.
You're correct. He did get injured in that game. Campbell's quote afterwards was, "Reed is the more severe injury of the two." But yes, it's possible Tyrion has to miss some time as well.
Yeah. So other guys are going to have to step up.
Yeah.
And it's. Tell me if you've heard this before. Next man up philosophy. That is what they are expecting on any side of the ball, but we've seen it defensively last year.
I was just going to say, I did invoke last year. Yeah. We've had to play that card a few times. Sure. Look, there's no drama after that game. Like, I don't expect a rash of angry calls and people nitpicking stuff. It's a feel-good Monday. And look, this team is back on that track they were a year ago, where they expect to beat everybody and expect to not only beat them, but beat them handily. Doesn't mean they're going to go undefeated the rest of the way, John, but that feeling is back.
Yes. The feeling is back, and it's week to week. And the one thing that we know really from the last 2 years is that when a bad team comes to town or when you go to a bad team, this Lions team coached by Dan Campbell takes care of business. Jacksonville last year, mm-hmm. Tennessee last year.
Indy.
Like, they take care of business. They don't have those slip-ups. And then when you play high-level teams in high-leverage situations, we've seen they went to Kansas City to open up the season 2 years ago, came away with a win. We've seen a number last year against Minnesota, and we were ranking the great wins mm-hmm. last week after the Baltimore win. Now, that one is not aging quite as well, but Baltimore, I do believe, is still going to win their division.
Yeah, I want to be very careful because we're getting some of those texts today, and Baltimore's beat up on defense. Lamar left the game with an injury. Some of that might be the Honolulu flu. Baltimore's only losses are Detroit, Kansas City, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
If they're still winning their division, what I don't want to do is start like taking down the significance of that win. It was on the road. It was in Baltimore. They got up for a big game. They matched the intensity and were the better team. And then all that energy, they were able to get right back on the horse and win another game by 24 points.
And how about, I mean, the fact that the Lions responded from a horrific week one. They made some corrections. And it's not just the players. The coaches did as well. And Dan mentioned it last week. I've been mentioning it at the lead up to the season. When you have two young guards, what do you do? Well, there are ways that you can call plays to help protect them while they continue to improve. They are clearly improving. There's still things that they need to do better and will throughout the course of this year, certainly in the years to come. We don't care about that. What we care about is the here and now. And are they going to be a top 10, top 5 offensive line? They're not in that top 5 yet, but I would argue that they're in that 8 to 10 range at this point.
Again, 3 straight weeks without allowing a sack. And what they did running for 224 yards in Baltimore.
And
man ball pushing people around.
Yeah. Let's go back some of the conversations that you and I had, you know, some semantical conversations where you said, oh, they're not a top 10 offensive line going into the season. And I said, no, you're right, but they could be.
Yep. Classic yeah. playout syndrome.
Yes.
They look like it right now. Tech says they have a tough stretch coming up. Kansas City, Tampa, Minnesota, Washington, Philly. Those will be the actual tests. They're first since week one. I'll wait until then to judge what kind of team we have. I can't make a judgment after beating bad teams. I think you can judge how you handle bad teams. If you eke out 3-point wins because you're playing garbage and playing down to your opponent, that's one thing. When you handle your business the way they did, I do think you can take something from it. Mm-hmm. And again, like Baltimore, we're just not allowed to count that win anymore. That's how this goes. So if Detroit beats Kansas City and Kansas City's like a 4-loss team, we can't count that win then either.
Right. Well, I mean, you go to Cincinnati and it's not Joe Burrow.
We already can't count that win.
Right. Yeah. You go to Kansas City, they're not a good team. Tampa comes here and, you know, Mike Evans isn't back and they've still got some injuries and you win. You go into the bye week.
Big deal. We beat Tampa. We've done it before. It doesn't mean they're going to win anything. Like, I mean, we're going to spend the whole year discrediting everything they do.
Right. Yeah. You got to wait until they make the trip to Washington and Philly before you determine whether this is a good team or not.
Washington's a sophomore slump team. They're not nearly as good, John, so that one doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to happen here. And then the Lions beat them, and they go, well, they're not very good because the Lions beat them. Well, maybe the Lions are very good. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. My takeaway from yesterday, Amon-Ra is undoubtedly the best receiver in the game. 27 catches, 300 yards, 6 touchdowns through 4 games is bananas.
What they're doing right now offensively by being able to spread the ball around, and all right, we're trying to figure out what are they going to do with down a couple of defensive backs.
Yep.
And having to play Terrion or Autumn Moore. Offensively, we haven't even seen Isaac Tesla be a part of this offense. He's had 2 amazing catches. But what if, God forbid, J-Mo, Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown have to miss a game?
Right.
Do you think they go the entire season without a bump and a bruise?
No.
And then all of a sudden, you insert Isaac Tesla and expect more of him. Like, they have some built-in solutions. We just need to figure out what their built-in solution is going to be this week against a very formidable wide receiving core, but
no Joe Burrow.
No Joe Burrow.
Yes. Open lines to talk about the Lions. They helped kick off Beat Cleveland week. The Tigers are going to play the Guardians again Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if necessary. We're going to work some Tiger talk in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.